For the Love of a Stable Boy by Jade Aurora Waters. Princess Abigail jumped when Donnie emerged from the shadows, her lush orbs rising and falling as his bare feet crunched across the woodsy floor. Under the cascade of light blessing them from the moon above, she made out the hunger in his eyes. His was unrestrained lust, the natural state of a man come to implant her with his seed. "Abigail," he said, his voice a throttled cry slicing through the chilly night. "I've been waiting for you." Abigail's cherry tips hardened, and a thick syrup brimmed in the marshmallow cavern between her thighs. They'd spent years playing at the river's edge when they were young, despite her father's repeated warnings that he was just a lowly stable boy. But having spied him bathing at the edge of the pond, caressing the dagger between his legs so that it grew into a swollen beast, desperate to plunge into her darkest cave, she knew he was nothing the term boy could properly fit. Now the steel-cut landscape of his chest glittered in the moonlight with a fine layer of velvet moss, and beneath his abs there jutted the one-eyed snake that dwells between a man's hips. A fleshy sword ready to spear her in a path, to take from her the maidenhead she could only give but once. Before Abigail moved, Donnie pressed his tumescent rod against her. She gasped, but he swept her in his arms as her head fell back in a whinny. Could he read her impure thoughts? Did he know her marital hopes? Could he smell in the air the ripe scent of nectar that circled in her lady passage, like the love that swarmed her heaving bosom? "Donnie," she whispered, "do you mean it?" She gnashed her teeth, her hands swift to roam the ridges of his chest, and graze the hollow of a belly meant to flatten against hers when he would impale her with his love stick. "Oh, Abigail," he said, "you are the maiden pure as the driven snow, sweet as the taste of honey, and curved like a cello I've longed to play." He smothered her in a tender kiss then, his hands gripping the sweet round of her bottom and raising up the folds of her skirt. What could she possibly do? A tide of desire surged her love haven, and as his heat-seeking protuberance snuck against the bare ivory skin of her quivering thigh, she muttered, "But I'm a princess. My sacred pearl can only be given once." "Then let your maidenhead be mine, my darling," he said. "I am the one for you, I promise." Abigail did not protest as Donnie laid her down and lifted her skirt above her head, burying his puckered lips between the rippling wings of her butterfly. She bleated in longing as his tongue drilled into her seeping cavern, and when she began to seize, Donnie rose up on his knees, grasping his baton. "Let me pollinate you with love fluid to show my honour for you, princess." At this, Abigail surrendered. Donnie pierced her with his stem, stinging her with the repeated seesaw of his hips. Pleasure permeated her once-sealed tunnel, and as Donnie bucked like a wild stallion and exploded with cannon fire deep within her silk canal, she knew he was the one.